Hey there, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon and use the hashtag AskRay. There are two benefits to asking me your question on Twitter. Number one, I'll answer it. You know, that's always a good reason. I'll either directly respond to you on Twitter or I will do a podcast answering your question. The second benefit is exposure. If I'm responding to you directly on Twitter, that's going out to over 50,000 people that follow me on Twitter. If I put it on my podcast, that's between 2,000 to 3,500 downloads per day. And it's nice to get your name out there. So there you go, @RayHigdon with the hashtag AskRay. So today's question comes from Anders Dakin. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but Anders Dakin. Anders asks, he uses the hashtag AskRay, "Hey, when it comes to conversion emails you send out, do you suggest to send emails directing to blog post or a sales page?" Okay. So let me he's basically asking, when you're emailing out to a list, an email list that you have developed, and you're wanting to sell something, should you send them to a blog post that then points to a sales page or directly to a sales page? And you know, I'll give you a couple answers here. First of all, it depends. You know, the number one thing that dictates sales through email is not the subject line, which is what most people think. It's actually who is it coming from. See, if your open rate is low, it may not just be that your email subject lines need some work. It can also mean the amount of value your name carries with your list is low. So who it's coming from and their association with you and what they think about you, how they respect you, is the number one dictator of if you're going to make a lot of sales from email marketing or not. One of the resources that I would suggest on this topic, and this is a guy that, you know, that I study, for this particular thing, is you can check out rayhigdon.com/BenSettle. That's rayhigdon.com/BenSettle. And he has a little ebook that's pretty inexpensive that talks a lot about this type of question. But let me give you the actual, you know, let me give you the answer. But if you want to dig deeper and really, you know, get more up to speed on email marketing, I'd highly suggest BenSettle. rayhigdon.com/BenSettle. Okay. So the more steps you put in a process, the fewer percentage of people will go through it. So let's just say that you have a great relationship with your list. And the question is, will you yield more sales if you put if you email them a blog post or email them directly to a sales page? You will make more sales if you send them directly to the sales page. Okay. Now on the sales page, you should have it, you know, benefit driven, perhaps bonuses, maybe testimonials if you have them. So you want to beef up that sales page so it's as good as it possibly can be. But if you're asking, you know, sending someone directly to the sales page with a list that trusts you, you will make more sales than sending them to a blog post. Now, let me share with you what I recently did and why I did it. So my wife and I are doing our first ever event in London, England, and we're doing it on August 19th. You can check it out at rayhigdon.com/London event. All right. We did a sales page. We created a sales page where people can buy tickets through it. And, you know, we emailed that out and we've kind of, you know, dripped it out here and there. But then I also did a blog post about it that pointed people to the sales page. Now, why would I do that? Here's why. There are, and if you are a consistent blogger, you're going to have this happen too. There are people that no matter how hard you try, they will not get on your email list, but they will visit your blog. And so if I create a sales page, people that aren't on my list may never see it. Okay. But if I do a blog post about it, that talks all about the event, that then points them to a sales page, I have a much higher chance that people not on my list will actually see it. So I hope that that helps you. So if you're really trying to sell something, I would absolutely do a blog post about that thing. Have all the standard stuff, a good headline, testimonials, benefit-driven bonuses. Have all that standard stuff in a sales page, but I would also do a blog post about it. However, sending people directly to a list that trusts you, send them directly to a sales page, will yield you more results. So I hope that that helps you, Anders, and I hope that it helps a lot of you out there that are wanting to make more sales through email marketing, and we will talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.